So you saw, just saw your samba. So today, the world is so sophisticated, so it is only a matter of time that, like Google Translate, things are going to be even more sophisticated, that we'll just have it, let's say, hang here. You will talk in any language you want, and it will go translated to any language you want, and you will have a whole discussion or a conversation in understanding each other through this machine, through this instrument.
So now, makes it easy.
It makes it very easy and makes us very stupid. Think about it. In other words, in a few years' time, we don't need to do anything. We can be so stupid that we don't need to do. The only thing we will have to do is to work, to know how to work
our. To use your fingers.
Yes, to use the finger or to talk. And everything is going to be done for you. So is it good or is it wrong? We all understand that if we have no challenge, no, we have no challenge. There is not going to be
desire
to do things. In other words, when we have the fight with Yetzer Hara, we take out from ourselves the abilities and the powers we've got in. And this is exactly the reason we are here in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, when we see what's happening around us, we talked about it, even when we see Mitzada Ga'ava and all those things, he doesn't mean that tomorrow we leave Eretz Yisrael. And we talked about it. It doesn't mean we leave our community because they do things that we don't like. It means that we have to fight it. Now, fight it doesn't mean physical power. Yaakov was fighting with the angel. It was no physical fight. It was a spiritual fight. Eventually, the angel lost, so he even used power, physical power, which showed us that he lost. In other words, we have to find the combination to do the right thing. Not to agree with things that are against the Torah. We should not agree with them, even if we have friends like this and family like this. So even if I have in my family, from the side of my wife, a lesbian, doesn't mean that I have to agree with her opinion. I will love her. She will come to our functions and I will go to her functions, but she knows exactly. She knows that that is not my way. And I don't think even she's doing it. Is she going to go out in the street and tell everybody that's the way I behave in my bedroom? Because nobody has to know your sex life. That's not something that our kids should see. So when they do a thing like this, we have to make sure that we let our children and grandchildren tell them what is the right way, what is the way of the Torah. Because otherwise, believe me, we will find ourselves in a big problem. Because the kids today don't really know what is right and what is wrong. And you know, if it wasn't written very clearly in the Torah, you don't need any translation, any explanation. It's written quite clearly that you're not allowed to do it. Okay, it's nature. So what? We talked about it a lot. Even if it's nature, our nature is also wants us to do a lot of bad things. So can we do whatever we want to do? Of course not. I want $1 million. So I can do it working very hard, or I can go and steal it.
Yeah.
So, can I steal it? Is it okay? And if we're talking about sex, it's the same thing. If I want to have relationship with somebody, if I'm not allowed to do it, I'm not allowed. Even if I want to do it, even if it's natural, so what? They have today what they call chilufei zugot. How do you say chilufei zugot?
Yeah.
Change
of couple changing.
Six changes.
No,
they have couples, a, they have a word for it.
Change.
Whatever. So this, like they say, that's no problem. Why it's no problem? Because everybody agrees. So there is not really you're not let's say, how do you say Gida? You not betray your partner because
a change of partners.
Yes, yeah, changing partners, swapping partners. So if everybody agrees about it, what's wrong with it?
Wow.
But Gadi, we I have grandchildren that go to schools that in their class, my granddaughter, in their class are two girls that the parents are
two men.
She hasn't got a mommy, got two daddies. Yeah.
Yes. So.
And I don't agree that she goes to their house because what she sees.
They are friends. They come to
the
house.
But the parents, that is my son and my daughter,
don't see anything wrong.
They are because they are so good people. They are
so nice people.
Nice.
Yes, they are.
And my they are. I don't. I have anything.
So it's nothing to do with it.
So what is that?
No,
what is
nothing. But my granddaughter go there, and I ask her once. How is in their house? Who is the mother? No, because I made like this. Who is the mother? She said, no, they have no mother. They have a safta. Yes, I am safta. No,
it is a problem. That's a problem. That's why we're talking now. We have to make sure that our children know the difference. We have to make sure, we have to find a way to do it.
It's not acceptable.
That's our job.
But exactly our job. We are not parents.
Anyway, you
have your obligation is to the third generation, the Torah, according to the Torah. Third generation is still your obligation. It's still your duty.
This is wrong.
You have to speak, you have to explain to them the way of the Torah, and the way it's wrong. There can be very good people, but that is not our way. You have to be clever, you see. Maybe ask somebody who knows how to do those things. But we have to make sure. You see, if God wanted this to happen the way it is, so men and men could have bring children to the world. But they cannot. You need a man and a woman. You need, by the way, it's not only human being. Animals. The whole nature is built from male and female. Male and female. That's the way it is. There are only very few animals in nature or creature that don't need to have the other
another
side.
Part.
Because,
they call
because hermaphrodite. Yes. But otherwise, and you see, that's one of the funny thing is that sometimes they try to use the Torah and tell them, like they give you a quotation from the Torah.
Yeah.
See, are you stupid or something? You're using the Torah. That's what I told you in the beginning. Sometimes they use the Torah in order
to explain
their corrupted way, their crooked way, and to justify it. Like one of the things that says, what? In the Bible they have also, they have the love of David and Yonatan.
Yeah, because
to take this pure thing and make it as a sex thing, it's unbelievable. Where you can, they say, when a Jew goes up, he goes up to heaven. When he goes down,
there must have been that sort of thing in those days if God made law.
Of course! That's what I say.
Man is the
if
same
you think
now as they were
the
then.
Torah wrote about this because it exists.
It exists.
But the Torah says you're
always
not allowed to do it. By the way, the Torah also tells us, Torah Shebaal Peh, that Bilam HaRasha was doing it with his donkey.
Yeah, that's
what you're saying, like this. Tomorrow we'll go in the parade also.
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
No, I'm saying that there was that in the Torah. I don't know what the formal name for that is.
The Torah also is writing about this. You should not do this with an animal.
Yeah. But animals don't.
So, in other words, this is something that used to be.
Yeah.
So what? We have to understand that, is it the same thing as we eat kosher? And it's very natural to eat not kosher. What's the problem? See, he's
easier.
A free guy. It's easier. You can eat whatever you want to.
And
all these stupid things on Shabbos, not to drive, not to do this, not to do that. It's like it looks
abroad.
You are very, very...
The whole time one's got to make choices.
This is also one of the choices.
Beautiful.
The same way that we have to keep kosher, we have to keep ourselves on doing sex with the same spouse, with the same gender. Oh, no, sorry, gender is not the right word.
Gender.
Yeah.
No, it's not the right word, because the gender that you can choose.
now they
I told you, a friend came back from the States, he saw on the toilet. It was male and gender and gender something like
right.
you choose what you want. Like otherwise, yeah. If a woman decides she is a man, she can go to the toilet with a man.
It's your choice.
And if a man decides he's a woman, he can go to the toilet with a woman. So
you just want
this is where the world goes.
If one needs advice on this sort of thing, who does one talk to? Who can one talk to?
To a rabbi who knows how to deal with it. It's a complicated situation. It is a problem. But we have to deal with it. We have to find a way to do it. I think that always the best way is the way of the Torah is Drachei Adarchei Noam V'chol Netivotei HaShalom. If we'll do it in a nice way, and you know, if somebody's got the problem, okay, you have the problem, you can live with it. You do. We're not going to kill you or to do other bad things that, by the way, people in the world do. But don't go out in the street with it. And don't corrupt my children. You see, because the funny thing is that if you look at what's happening in the street while they do this parade, it's they going half naked. Which, really, I don't know. Did we lose everything? Did we lose all grip with reality? That we don't see the right picture?
To see it.
Even so, the kids won't eat you the other.
I'm saying, the problem is that the young generation sees those things, and we have to make sure that they understand that this is not normal. I'm not telling that we're going to fight with them and kill them, chas v'sholom. We have to fight with the idea that it is allowed. It's not allowed by the Torah, and we shouldn't do it. And if somebody does it, he should do it in his house inside and not take it out to the street, whatever it is. Because as we said, everybody's got his temptation and his problems. But we don't show off with the temptation that are against the Torah and go with a flag in the street. And it doesn't matter what it is. It can be a thief. It can be somebody who is
a killer
or anything.
A murderer.
So the Pasha from this week is the Meraglim entering in the...
Yeah, not the, it's not only the Meraglim. Yes.
And the
big lesson is, for example, that we see that they, after what's happening, they're not. God tells them, "You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to die in the desert, and your children are going to go into the Promised Land." So the next morning, a group of people wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. It says, "We do tshuva. We regret what we did. We understand that we have to go in as well. We don't care what's waiting for us there. We're going in." What is Moshe Rabbeinu telling them?
Don't
go. God is not with you. And what do? They go and they're being killed. And what's going on? They did tshuva. But that's exactly the lesson. That's exactly the lesson. We don't do what we think is the right thing. We do what the Torah tells us. Because we are limited. We don't know what is right and wrong. We think we know. And we see it in life, by the way. That people think that they do the right thing and eventually gets out the worst thing in the world. People think that they do a bad thing and eventually it's a good thing. In other words, how do we know what's good and what's bad? That's why we have this book. Otherwise, we didn't need it. Everybody could do whatever he wants to. But the Torah tells us what to do, what is right and what is wrong. And that's the only way to know it. There is no other way. And if somebody thinks there is another way, we see what's happened. Even the tzaddikim, the meraglim, were tzaddikim. They didn't realize that they have a job. What did they think? That they go on like in the desert, everything is going to come from heaven, and they don't have to do anything, any fighting? That's what they thought?
So how they convince all Am Israel not to enter? This is it. Because you are paying till today this. Because
I'm asking you if the Rav Kanievsky and the Rav Peretz and the Rav, you choose all the rabbis you want. The Rav of Tel Aviv, the Rav, was the chief rabbi? Rav Lau. And they will come to you tomorrow, will stand and tell you, this is a corrupt land, you should not go in. What would you do? Would you go in or not?
No. I'm saying to them, I'm in.
No.
and I'm here to Baruch say. Hashem.
But that's a good point. That's yeah. the people who came and said it's not most simple people. But tzaddikim. So those tzaddikim came and take the simple people. We cannot go into. So what do you think? They believe them.
So this is what many people who are against...
Today it happens also, that yeah, sometimes you listen to a rabbi, which is wrong. Not all the rabbis are right.
This really? Is why many people are against Yiddishkeit today, after the Shoah, because they say, the rabbis say, don't go to Israel, stay here. Yeah,
that's excuses. Excuses. This is all excuses.
But there was rabbis like this.
They did. There was so one what? Rabbi.
And they were wrong.
That's sure. We're just now talking about this.
And they,
we are telling you today that somebody who talks badly on Eretz Israel is Meraglim. That's the Meraglim. Even if the situation is bad, you're still not allowed to talk badly on Eretz Israel. That's the Meraglim. There is no other way. So in other words, if all those rabbis who sit there abroad and telling the people not to come into Eretz Israel, this is a part of the Meraglim. You have to understand, that's exactly the same. They told them not to come into Eretz Israel.
Yeah, but the ones coming from the Holocaust, they weren't going to Israel at that time.
No, but they were.
Before
the Holocaust.
When begin all the problems in Germany and all the countries.
The rabbis told them no.
A lot of people said no, we'll be fine, don't go, it's okay. This was something passenger will pass. It's crazy.
Yeah, but that's all the situation.
It was great rabbis also.
But they were also great rabbis that told people to go.
That's
right. So that's exactly
so you have to be lucky to fall in the rabbi that told
you
to go.
You have
to.
Not lucky. It's not lucky. It's not luck. It's nothing to do with luck.
But if Rav Kamievsky,
you know what the problem is, you know what the problem is. We choose the rabbi that is telling us what we want to hear. That's the problem. There is
what's
no other problem.
Compromise.
Yes, we're looking for an easy way out.
Like
so we look for the rabbi. For example, those who sit in the States and they want to stay there. So who do you think they're going to listen? To the rabbi who tells them stay here.
That's right.
Because if the rabbi is going to tell them come to Eretz Israel, they're going to tell, okay, we don't want to know about you.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to come to Eretz Israel.
But I always say with food, with
culture. So in other words, when we look for a rabbi, we have to also choose the right rabbi. Not the one who is for us convenient, but the one who is no. And by the way, the Rav Dessler tells it very clearly, each one of us, and put it in your mind, has the point of truth inside him. Listen to yourself, but really listen to yourself, not to your desires, not to your Yetzer Hara, but to your real you, the real thing, which is the Neshama. And you will listen to the Neshama, you will find the right rabbi. And Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael Chai. We see people got into Eretz Israel, people have yeshivas, they have shuls. I don't think that there was any time in history that we had so many people sitting and learning Torah. So many shuls and so many places to eat kosher food. Never ever it happened. So from the other side, as we said, the holiness, against the holiness, we have unfortunately also the tumah. But we have to choose the right side. We will choose the side of the holiness.
The stronger holiness, the stronger is the tumah.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Mm. So you cannot just ignore it and understand, okay, I'm going to purify myself and sit up in heaven and everything around me is going to stay the same. No. And you have to understand the fight. They are afraid because they know that we are the truth. Why do they fight against... You see, here you see... The menahel, the principal, and the mori, and the teachers go on a parade for a small group of people, and this is not kfiya, and this is not any. This is all right. This is 100%. But when a religious person comes to the school and teaches students about our history, about Yetziat Mitzrayim, for example, they call it kfiya datit.
Yeah, not for us, it's any for...
Just telling you, when you this is why they show the real face. Everything is okay till you don't touch them. When it touches them, suddenly there is no tolerance. They don't know anything about anything. They are the right people and you are the wrong. But if it's us that want them to know exactly about their history, this is kfiya datit.
What kfiya?
Kfiya is to force somebody to do. We are forcing them to become religious.
Yeah, that's what that is.
I think that
brainwash.
Our lesson today is to understand and realize that yes, there is a problem, but we don't leave Eretz Israel. We are going to fight a problem. Fighting the problem doesn't mean to go on the street and start hitting people. Fighting the problem means find the way how to have the good influence of the Torah of the people around us. Tell them, this is the Torah, this is what they're telling us. Okay, you have a problem, it's not... The Torah tells, this you're allowed, this you're not allowed. You want to listen to the Torah, okay. That's the way it is. That's the normal way. A normal family, sorry to tell you, even today, you have all those the tests they do and all those, all the psychologists and all the things, they're all telling us that it's not very healthy to have a family built from a female and a female or a man and a man. A normal family needs a man, a male and a female in the picture. That's the way the world was created, and that's the way it should be. So, okay, sometimes there is a problem, okay, but people should realize that that's not the normal way. Because if we agree with it and we'll tell our children that's a normal way and you can choose whatever you want and do whatever you want, it's the same way to tell them you can eat pork, you can do whatever you want, you can sleep with a married wife, with a married woman, you can do whatever you want because everything is allowed. But it's not.
I remember my sister-in-law in Brazil, she used to say for us that the girls were going out with
non-Jews,
and she said, if they are nice and they are good for me, is excellent, fine. And they all got married with going, you know, and for me it wasn't. I had that on your own feeling.
But that's exactly the thing. We don't know what we want to do.
In a house that is normal.
There are a lot of stories, and this is why Am Yisrael exists, because he kept the Torah. If we stop keeping the Torah and
start doing whatever we want to, we're going to lose it.
That's why, as we talked before, from Egypt only 20% got out.
Try to be in this number.
We, Bezrat Hashem, will try to be in those 20%.
Yeah.
And it's not that we don't care about the others. On the contrary, we do care about them. And it hurts us. It hurts me a lot that we are in a situation like this.
Because some of them are such nice people.
It doesn't have anything to do with that being nice or not. They can be still nice. You have a problem. Okay, we all are not, let's put it on the table, we are not all tzaddikim.
Absolutely.
We all have our problems and desires and things that we round. So, okay, but we know it's wrong. And that's the thing. You have to know it's wrong.
And they've got to admit it, that they're not doing the right thing.
Sorry?
I'm saying these people, they must admit it.
Yes, they must understand that they're doing the wrong. It's the same way when I go on Shabbos with a car, I know it's wrong.
Yeah.
So what?
But it's a big
thing. As I say, it's everything. The Torah is limiting us, if you can tell. But it's not limiting us. It's elevating us. That's the way to look at it. It's like a prince. A prince doesn't eat everything. And he doesn't go with everybody. If you want to meet a prince... So it has to be a princess. Today also, this is also going down. But that's, if you want to look and see, you will see that in certain societies, the people don't want to mingle with simple people or whatever. So that's the way to look at it. It's not that we hate them, chas v'shalom. It's not that we don't want them, but we are the children of God. We are princes. So we don't go, so it's like, you will see, imagine you see three rabbis sitting in the sand and playing. You will say they're not normal. But when you see kids playing there, wow, what a nice picture. Everything in the right proportion, everything in the right place. Shlomo HaMelech said, everything has got the place and the time. Bezrat Hashem, we have to do what is the right in the eyes of God. And the way to know what is right in the eyes of God, we have to listen to the Torah. Even if they tell us, well, it's a modern world, things are changed, the Torah didn't change. And there are things that are very clear in the Torah. You don't need any translation and interpretation. It's written quite clear in the Torah that you're not allowed to do it. So this is the way we should go, even though we see all the things around us. And if we understand and realize, we don't give up, and we stay here, and we fight our own fight, and Bezrat Hashem, the light will spread over, and more people will see the light and come to us and be with us. And Bezrat Hashem, the Geula will come. B'mirah b'yameinu, amen.
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 Amen.